listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and one of the topics we're discussing this month on Mormon Channel is preparing for relationships, specifically for marriage. And in the middle of the summer months, there seems to be an endless parade of wedding invitations that come in the mail, or dozens of photos of happy couples of all ages all over Instagram and Facebook, maybe who have recently tied the knot. So with such a flurry of matrimony, we thought we'd share an interesting blog article with you written by a Christian, Kevin A. Thompson, and it's called The Most Overlooked Characteristic of Who You Want to Marry. And what he shares in the article may be a bit surprising to you. He says that many religious marriage ceremonies include a phrase where each spouse promises to love and support each other, whether they're sick, healthy, rich, poor, successful, or not. Of course, we all know that, but Kevin suggests that few people actually consider those things, consider sickness and suffering when they're picking a mate. They think about how the person might look in the morning, or what bad habits they might have, or they consider what offspring they could produce together, or what extended family they might bring to the, you know, the union. Yet few people ever consider the vital question, can I suffer? Can I suffer with this person? Well, we all know that suffering in a variety of ways can affect everyone in life, yet people deal with these experiences really differently. It's important to find someone who, quote, suffers well, that they have a quiet determination not to lose hope, that they're optimistic, that they don't give up, that they're graceful in their moments of pain and suffering. So these people who suffer well know how to laugh and cry at the same time. They don't diminish what is going on, but they also don't spiral downward into despair. Do you know somebody like this? I can think of a few people, definitely, who have suffered gracefully or suffered well, much better than I would in those situations, for sure. So they don't diminish what is going on, but they also, you know, don't spiral downward. They build others up around them. They don't exaggerate the situation. These people give you faith and hope and strength when you go through your own trials and your personal experiences and challenges. So I can think of a lot of people in my career that I've interviewed, for sure, who have gone through really horrible things. And a family that comes to mind is a family in Layton that several years ago, they lost their two little girls in a horrible accident that was involving some rodent pesticide, where the pesticide technician had applied way, 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 way too much of this vole pesticide near their home. And as a result, the whole family got sick, and the two youngest children, two little girls, Rachel and Rebecca Toon, passed away. And it was horrible. Oh my gosh, it was gut-wrenching. And this family was so graceful and so kind and so forgiving of the gentleman who made this horrible mistake, and expressed love and compassion for him and his time of suffering as well. And I just think that is the ultimate example, for me at least, of someone who has suffered gracefully and well in a way that I certainly could not. So the quote of the day is, choose a companion you can always honor, you can always respect, one who will compliment you in your own life, one to whom you can give your entire heart, your entire love, your entire allegiance, your entire loyalty. And that's from President Gordon B. Hinckley. So remember that we will have more great content all about relationship preparation on the Mormon Channel blog all throughout the month of July. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.